For today's In Touch, I talked to Vice President of the Loayza County Fair Board, Tony Humiston, about this year's fair. How long have you been involved with the Loayza County Fair?
6 years.
Yeah, have you kind of moved up the ranks? You're now Vice President.
I've just been a Fair Board member for the first 3 years, and then after when I started my fourth year, I became Vice President. I've been Vice President for 3 years, and they said probably another year, and I'll be President, so.
What got you involved? Do you have kids in 4-H? Were you involved in the fair as a kid?
No, I was never in 4-H. I've helped out several years with it, just kind of here and there doing stuff and everything. And I got two boys, one's in 4-H and one's in Clover Kids, and some other family has been involved in 4-H and in the Fair Board, and I just wanted to help out. And they said, well, get on and you can be part of it. So I'm kind of one of the main go-to guys around here.
In 6 years, what's your favorite part of being involved with the fair?
It's a lot of work getting prepped for the fair and a lot of work during the fair, but it's nice when you can do stuff and the kids have fun and everybody enjoys themselves and nice, beautiful weather.
Looking at this year's fair, have you added anything new, any new nighttime events, any new people there at the fair?
Well, yesterday we had our parade, which is over now, but we had Herky and Cy, the mascots from the Hawkeyes and Cyclones here. On Monday, we've got the Family Night and Queen Contest. Tomorrow, we have got a tech truck coming in from Monsanto that's going to be doing displays and different things. We've got the conservations coming in for a couple of days to put on displays. On Tuesday night, we have got the Bill Riley Talent Show. Also on Tuesday night, we have gotten a thing coming in called Cowboy Mounted Shooting Demonstration. It's the guys will be riding horses around the arena and shooting balloons with guns and different targets and everything. Then on Wednesday, we are doing a drive for your community down here, sponsored by Meister Ford. Try to get 300 members. We only get one per household to come down, valid driver license, 18 years old, to drive a brand new Ford truck, a little test drive, fill out some paperwork. We get 300 signatures on that, and we will raise $6,000 from Ford Motor Company for our fair. Also on Wednesday evening, we have our mutton busting and animal scramble. And then on Thursday night and Friday night, both nights, we have stock car races going on. New this year, on Thursday afternoon, we're having a bingo. We are having entertainment at noontime, our youth center patio with different singers, dancers, stuff like that that's going to be here just for 2 or 3 hours every day just to give a little entertainment while you're eating your lunch. And then on Saturday, we kind of round down the fair with the IJBBA-sanctioned beef show and a demolition derby.
That test driving event, that money that would be raised, what does that help you guys do?
Well, we just kind of got this put together in the last month or 3 weeks, and we have not actually sat down as a board and had a really good meeting to talk about what we're going to do with this money, but we have gotten one building that needs some upkeep on it, and we've also got another building that we need to put tin on, and we're talking about what this money will help us get some more of our building repairs done.
You just recently got a brand new building over there, the Youth Center?
Yes, we did. It was opened last year during the county fair, had a grand opening. It is a beautiful building, all air conditioned. We moved our fair diner from across the street on the other side of the gravel road from it into here, and now it's air conditioned and twice the size of it was before. It's a beautiful building, air conditioned bathrooms, showers, everything. It's just a really super nice building.
Well, you mentioned the food. Is there anything that people should make sure they grab if they do head over to Columbus Junction for the fair?
Well, we got hamburgers, cheeseburgers, corn dogs, walking tacos, nachos is mainly what we sell every day. We usually start around 10:30 or 11 and go until 6 o'clock every night. And then, of course, during the races, we have our own food standard at the racetrack at the races, and we have food there also.
Tony, appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
That was my conversation with Loayza County Fair Board Vice President Tony Humiston. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.